Blog Talk Radio.
Song I wrote, you might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now.
All right, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Friday, the 9th day of January, year of our Lord, 2015, welcome to the John Moore Show. Well, it is winter. It is really, really winter. Down in Mobile, Alabama, they have weather records going back to 1886. The coldest temperature ever recorded in Mobile, Alabama, 1886. Was 18 degrees Fahrenheit above zero, 18 degrees. Well, yesterday broke that temperature at 17 degrees. Point being, in much of the country, if you run off the road in a snowstorm or something like that, you could be in really serious trouble real quick. Here's your prepper tip of the day. If you don't have a winter car kit put together, well, do it. You're going to need some water, blankets, food, maybe some candles. The items at Freeze Dry Guy will help you. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down to the Freeze Dry Guy logo, which looks an awful lot like the Special Forces logo, by the way. It's by design. And you'll find preparedness items, water storage devices, food, obviously, the highest quality sleeping bags money can buy, and so forth. So check it out. Get your winter kit together. That's your prepper tip of the day. Get your winter kit together now so you have it when you need it. We do a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Dr. Phil Myers, D.C. Dr. Myers is a chiropractic physician living and working in my hometown, metropolitan St. Louis, Missouri. We're going to talk about health-related matters this morning. Good morning, Dr. Myers.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Well, as I told your able assistant, Brooke, yesterday, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. And that was her response. She laughed because, you know, you have people come in the door with all kinds of maladies, and you usually don't get that kind of zippy, perky response on the telephone, do you?
Not at first, but as time goes on, we do, yeah.
Absolutely. Well, Doctor, here we are in the middle of winter. We're running unusually cold weather for this part of the country, and what are you seeing coming in the door in your practice, if anything weather-related or winter-related or otherwise?
Mostly just your traditional mold and bacterial issues that come during the wintertime. People and the dehydration. That is a huge thing with the winter. People think that it's winter, don't have to drink as much water. Actually, you have to drink more water during the wintertime than we do during the summer, or as much due to the fact of the dryness in the air that creates the dehydration within the body system. So just keeping up your water intake is just huge just within the winter months. I know myself I have to increase it by at least 32 ounces in an average day, just more than I do on a summer day, just due to the dryness effect.
Well, that's a good idea, Doctor, and I try to keep a glass of water within easy reach during the day so I can replenish and rehydrate myself. I've heard it. I want your comment on what I'm about to say. I've heard it said that once you feel thirsty, you're already dehydrated.
And that's absolutely true. Yeah, the body's already trying to throw in the thirst signal saying, hey, you better do something about this because I am on the verge of dehydration effects. And it's not just so much the dehydration that you think about as dehydration, but it's the cellular water intake. So the cells itself, they start looking like little raisins instead of plump grapes.
Well, that's not good.
No.
You're painting a very graphic picture there, Doctor.
Well, and that's the thing about vital health. We want to be healthy first so our bodies can recover. Well, one of the things from an ill health status is oxygen, water, and information flowing through the system. Well, as the body has stress responses, it doesn't absorb or utilize water sources as well as it should. So making sure that our bodies are hydrated on a continual basis is very, very needed, especially during the winter months.
Well, it's not optional. And we've all seen...
Just like breathing, it's not options.
Absolutely. Well, we've all seen the drawings and photographs of St. Bernards with the little flask of whiskey hanging around their neck or brandy. But consuming alcoholic beverages in the wintertime actually makes the dehydration worse, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, your liver is working so hard anyways, and then when the body becomes dehydrated, it will expel more inflammation. It will... it won't be able to expel the amount of carbon out of the body, making the liver work harder. That's why we always get the dry skin effect and everything like that. And people are like, well, I'm doing my vitamin C, I'm doing these lotions and all this stuff, and nothing's getting better. Well, one of the biggest things they have to do is increase their liver function. And I just suggest dandelion tea and milk thistle tea during the winter months, and a lot of those dry skin issues start disappearing because those two herbs help increase liver function extremely well.
Now, give us those two herbs again that you make tea with.
Dandelion and milk thistle.
Milk thistle, okay. We had a dandelion plant with a bright yellow flower here at our home just about 5, 6, or 7 days ago, which kind of surprised everybody.
Mm-hmm.
But is it possible for those who are city dwellers to go to a health food store and get packages of tea with these two items already in it?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you can get them in the – I recommend the tea forms. I'm not too big of a fan on the tincture. Some tinctures are good, which basically it's the liquid form, has a little ethanol in it. Some of those are okay, but I recommend for specifically for the liver functions, herbs to utilize the raw herb in tea form. I think you get the best benefit from it.
Well, it's good to know. And so let's say you get a package of this herbal tea from the local health food store or from Amazon. What would your recommendation be for how much to consume?
On average, maybe about a glass in the morning, afternoon, and evening of each tea bag and about 16 ounces of water.
Okay, so three glasses spread out 3 times a day and 16 ounces of water on top of that.
Yeah. So,
okay.
Well, that's what you make the tea out of. And then most people, some people think, okay, I will sweeten it. Well, make sure that if you're sweetening it with anything, that you're utilizing a good rock sugar that has a high mineral content in it. That's a good source. Stevia, which is a liver, pancreas, insulin sensitivity balancer, helps get rid of the insulin resistance that your body has within blood sugar regulation, or raw unheated honey. And we know that that's very beneficial for most of the honeys out there, especially the ones in the little bear. Those are pretty much high fructose corn syrup masking themselves as honey. So you want raw, unheated honey, which has all the benefits of the pollens and the allergens that were from that season that your body might, that your body can then formulate an immune reaction to for the next season. Raw, unheated honey, stevia, and rock sugar.
When you say unheated, you mean unpasteurized.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah.
Right,
so when you go to the store, you want to see it says unheated. So it hasn't been tampered with. All the nutrients are in there. Like I said, most of the honeys out there are pasteurized. They're heated. They've lost all of their properties of immune boosting system. They've lost all the enzymatic function to help digest food and all this stuff. They breed bacteria like you wouldn't believe. So the raw unheated honeys are the most effective and purest forms out there.
Now, I've also heard, Doctor, I want your comment, that locally grown honey would be better for health purposes than honey that's not locally grown. Do you have any a comment on that?
Well, yeah, that's all the local pollens for your allergens, because those are now in you're ingesting it and helps increase your immunity to the environmental pollens that are floating around you all day long. So those honeys really do help increase immune function, decrease the allergenic histamine reaction to the body. And when you decrease histamine reactions like that, that also allows the neurotransmitter of histamine to work better, and you have higher brain function, higher clarity of thought, and amongst all those other things, besides the fact that your sinuses aren't clogged up like galore and you're just like, oh, I can't think straight.
Exactly. Doctor, you said something a moment ago that kind of caught me off guard and surprised me, that these pasteurized, processed honeys will support the growth of bacteria. Because I know for a fact that raw, unpasteurized honey will not support the growth of bacteria. That's news to me, sir.
Yeah. Well, think of it this way. If you have raw milk or pasteurized milk and you leave it out, you're going to see a higher breed of bacteria and growth from that pasteurized milk that's left out versus the raw milk that's left out. It's going to be a completely different chemical reaction to the fermentation processes or just leaving it out. And so the same thing's with honey. It doesn't have those enzymes. It doesn't have those proper digestive systems to work the system as well as it can.
Amazing. Well, it's life is a fun adventure and always learning something new, isn't it, sir?
Exactly.
Well, what's new on your plate? I know there's some changes coming to LaGiana, and give us some updates on what's going to be happening in 2015, if you would, sir.
Well, the biggest change of all has been the fact of working with these DNA tests, these genetic tests that we're doing here in the office. We've been working quite some time to get this system into play here to do it right, because a lot of places can do these tests. And then they just get the reports and all this kind of stuff. But what we've done is we've really looked at, okay, so these reports are coming out to us. It's going to show you the proper dietary nutrition that your body needs and then the proper exercise system that your body will actually utilize most effectively for a higher optimal health. And so what we've done is we've taken all that information and started putting together even more of a customized version. So we start even fine-tuning that to make it very specific for your body environmental responses to how you respond to life. Because we can say, okay, this is the type of exercise system you have, but if you've been always a sedentary person all along, if you have a belief structure about yourself that's a certain way, you're totally not going to go into, it's like, oh, okay, well, this is the exercise system I have to do. Well, how are you then going to be able to do that with the way that you've been living your life up to this moment. So we work through those processes and coaching you through them, and also then on the nutritional side of it as well, making sure it's like, okay, this is the full-scale nutritional aspect that your body's going to utilize. Here are some of the probably maybe supplements that your body can utilize, since you're not such a great cook, or are you're not, you've never done anything like this before. But this is also the specific organs that have fallen down the line of degeneration that need to be built up a little quicker. So through the adjustments, through the acupuncture work that we do, through the cranial work that we do, through unwinding the spinal distortions that put so much undue stress onto your body, clearing that system out to its highest ability. That helps out the body tremendously.
Well, doctor, it's very refreshing to find a doctor who looks at the whole body, mind, body, and spirit, quite frankly, and continues to do research and learn new nuances about the body and how to integrate this new knowledge into what you already know and help people more efficiently, more effectively, and more cost-efficiently, I should say, to achieve their goal of optimal health. That's very refreshing, doctor. And in case you don't know it, it's quite unusual in the health professions.
Oh, it unfortunately it is. And the more we can do that for a person, the better each person that comes here is going to be. And it's so gratifying too to be able to provide that standard of health to a person, to their family, especially when they're dealing with so many questions. And it's like, where can I literally go and know that I'm going to be taken care of on all these different levels? That
right.
they're not just going to, that's not just, they're just going to work on my nutrition, and I have to go here to go deal with my understanding of my exercise, or now I have to go here to go get my adjustments, or now I have to go here to work through decreasing my stress level, or now I have to go here to detox my body, or now I have to go here to go buy the proper supplementation in order for me to feel better on a scale because I can't get the proper foods into my diet. So we have been really working hard to be able to provide all of that here at our clinic for the person here, and then really make it very individualized.
Well, doctor, this may be a good time to repeat something that I haven't and you haven't discussed for a while. And this goes to the demographics of the people who listen to the John Moore Show. Right people who want to do the right thing for the right reasons, take control and take charge of their health on one hand. On the other, here's a caveat. Do not self-diagnose and self-prescribe supplements and vitamins for yourself for the following reason. First of all, you don't have emotional detachment. Second of all, the likelihood of your determining the right vitamin or supplement and the proper amount to take is dramatically reduced when you're doing self-diagnosis and self-prescribing. Your comments and response, sir.
Well, let's take, for example, the MTHFR gene mutation. The MTHFR gene mutation is a gene in your body that does two things. One is it creates energy through the what we call methylization. That's the M in the MTHFR, is methyl. It's a process of conversion of your folic acids and all in your B complex vitamins. Now, and then there's the second part of the MTHFR, and that's detoxification through the second phase of detoxification of the liver. There's two phases. So let's start here. So if you have low energy, if you're having thyroid weaknesses, if you're having lethargic ness. If your body is not quick to heal, if you're noticing that you're having a higher foggy brain, those could be a response of an MTH alpha deficiency. Also, your body's like, the person was like, well, you just need more B complex vitamins. So you go to your nutrition store and you go get your B complexes. You buy this whole thing of like, oh, it's filled with Bs. Okay, good. 3,000% of my B12s and 6s and 2s. Okay, I'm going to take all that. And you do. And then about 3 days later, you're like, whoa, I don't feel so good. You start feeling worse. Well, what's going on? You have all these B complexes, but no conversion of the methylation process to convert it. And so it's like, okay. So that's one of the problems. Then let's say it's another problem. So you're like, okay, it's 2015. I'm going to detox. I'm going to get rid of my candida. I'm going to do that parasite cleanse that I heard was so good. I'm going to do all these things. Okay, great. So now you start doing all these herbs and all these nutritional things that help pull out all these buggers out of your body. And so now the body has to do two things. The liver does a phase one. Phase one is it takes the fat part of those toxins that yeast, parasite, fungus, bacteria, and mold stored in your body through triglyceride responses, and it takes that fat and it converts it to water. Now, when it does that, the toxicity level of whatever was in the fat cell goes up exponentially. And then it needs phase two through glutathione to then take that water-soluble waste that's been up there, neutralize it so that you can evacuate it through your system. Now, if you have the MTHFR gene mutation problem of the glutathione detox in phase two of the liver, you'll then go and do that detox that you heard was so good, and about a quarter of the way through it, you're going to feel horrible. Why? Because you've dumped all this toxin. Your body's gone through phase one, made it all water soluble, and increased your toxicity level exponentially. So you get the headaches, you get the migraines, you get the lethargicness, you feel nauseous, and you're like, oh my God, I want to throw up. You just, it's like, and people, your friends are like, oh, that's just the detox. You're doing great. Keep up going. Well, no. Don't stop, because you have no phase two detox response to stop it and get rid of it. So those are things that happen all the time. And if you don't know that you have these things, you're going to be doing all the, quote, right things that I say everybody does. They're doing the right thing, but it's not right for your body.
Right. Well, you see this all the time, doctor.
All the time.
Very interested in their own health. They want to take personal responsibility for their own health. They really are attempting to do the right thing, but they don't have emotional detachment, and they don't have the training and expertise to know what, you know. Doctor, I need to interrupt this. We got breaking news here from Paris and France. We've got the two Muslim gunmen that murdered those 12 people day before yesterday. They are surrounded and under siege by the police and holding a hostage. And a second hostage situation involving a Muslim terrorist at a kosher grocery store near Eastern Paris. So those are ongoing situations, breaking news right now on Friday, the 9th day of January. Sir, sorry to interrupt.
That's fine.
if you need a private consultation with Dr. Myers, and chances are you do, quite frankly, his office telephone number is area code 314-878-6868. I encourage all of you to consider getting that private consultation and then maybe going the next step to do all the necessary paperwork to come in and become a patient of Dr. Myers and really get on the road to complete health and integration of mind, body, and spirit.
Well, here's the thing is a lot of people, after we did the last show on the DNA testing, all you need to do is call in and tell us you want to do the test. We'll send you the test kit to your house. You do the saliva test at your house, fill out the proper paperwork, send in your insurance form to Pathway Genomics. They'll do the test. They'll send the reports to us. And then you and I schedule an office visit, again, over the phone if you're not local, or here at my office if you're local. And then we'll go over your specific everything. And they even have an app on your phone that will have everything downloaded so your body can actually see at a glimpse of a notice, like, okay, this is – okay, I'm going shopping. Oh, crap, I forgot my shopping list. You can go right into your app and like, okay,
right,
yep, this
right,
is the food I need to go
right,
get. And have everything there at the touch of your finger. And
well, doctor, it's gratifying, very gratifying.
Oh, it's great
to know you can be in Maine, Key West, San Diego, Eastern Alaska, Hawaii, and accomplish these things and never leave the comfort of your home.
Absolutely. And here's the thing: is a lot everything that we're going to be suggesting to you is at the touch of your fingertips. So. If you need to, if you're not local, this is the type of nutrition that you can go do. You need this type of workout system. You need this type of relaxation system. And there's three basic types of exercise. There's endurance exercise, which is a long sustained effort at a moderate intensity. Then there's the high intensity training systems, which it's a shorter duration of time, but the intensity is quite high, but it's not to the point of failure. Then there's resistance training, and resistance training brings the body to the point of failure utilizing the concept of time overload, where this is how much time I'm pushing a particular weight and how much time I'm spending pushing that weight until I no longer can push or pull that weight anymore within the compounds of the range of motion that I'm doing that movement in. So and there's the other part of learning how to get the body to relax throughout the body. So because a lot of people's bodies are so oversympathetic, meaning they're already on edge, that their body burns out nutrition, blood sugar, and vitamin, minerals, enzymes so fast that certain type of exercise protocols actually cause more problems. And that type of person needs more of your long, sustained yogic, meditative, stretching type of slow-paced Tai Chi movement-orientated exercise programs that would be just as beneficial for you on a weight loss, stress reduction system than doing a high-intensity or resistance training program because it's right for your body. And then there's some people that's very combination. Me specifically, I thrive on the a combination of the high intensity plus the resistance training to failure. But I need at least 2 to 3 times in a week a good, long, sustained yoga, meditative-type response training because my system is so high in the sympathetic responses. It burns energy very fast. And that's just how my makeup is. So knowing that, I can go train in high intensity and super slow type of training responses of that resistance. But if I don't do that meditative or slow response training, then my body actually shows negative effects pretty soon. And so everybody's different.
I have a similar physiology. I the high intensity and doing a resistance training, that's how I train primarily. I'm working now to incorporate. Basically, you've never been to our place here, doctor, but the change in altitude is about 150 feet in a very short distance. Basically a couple hundred yards, you go up 150 feet, the equivalent of a 15-story building. So that's a good workout, just walking up that hill, to say the least. So I'm incorporating these walks with the high-intensity training and resistance training, getting ready for the 100-meter dash this spring, late spring, early summer. And I'll be consulting with you on a one-on-one basis here to get my workout program ready for 2015. But, Doctor, it is time for our Bob in the Hour break. So let's get ready to take our Bob in the Hour break. Everybody, stay tuned, and we'll be right back.
Nobody died. Feel sad for the rest. Nobody does it half as good as you. Baby, you're the best. I wasn't looking, but somehow you found me. I tried to
Imagine this, over 1,000 individual survival, informational and training documents, all stored on a device that is so small that you can comfortably carry it in your pocket, or even on a lanyard around your neck. RuralSurvival.info proudly offers a SanDisk Cruiser Switch USB 8GB flash drive containing more than 5.2 GB of information. This includes over 570 military field manuals, over 200 U.S. Army correspondence courses, as well as over 350 other useful how-to and general information documents. Visit ruralsurvival.info and click on the Digital Survival Library link at the top right side of any page. U.S. price including priority mail shipping is only $55.67. International priority mail shipping is also available. All major credit cards are accepted, as well as e-checks through PayPal. Visit ruralsurvival.info today.
Ladies and gentlemen, my website is thelibertyman.com, thelibertyman.com. We're talking about health. Several things at my website will help you with health. The article titled The Artificially Sweetened Times, it's about 19 pages of dozens of articles that discuss the very harmful effects of artificial sweeteners on human beings. The article on the harmful effects of microwave ovens on human beings. The article on the protocols used at the clinics that successfully treat cancer. the protocols, and basically just food is all it is. Free download at my website. Also, the energy cleaner. Now, I work with a number of medical doctors, and I've known quite a few medical doctors that offer various things to help people. Surgery, for example, pharmaceutical products. None of the medical doctors I know offer a money-back guarantee on back surgery or knee surgery, or offer to refund your money on a pharmaceutical product if it doesn't work for you. I don't know any medical doctor that does that. The healing product at my website, however, I personally offer a 30-day money-back guarantee on the energy cleaner. That's right. If you don't get the better sleep you're looking for, if you don't get the pain relief you're looking for, John Moore personally offers a 30-day money-back guarantee. $285 shipping included to American zip codes. Am I risking much? Not really. One person out of 200 doesn't get pain relief or sleep better or both. So I'm not risking very much at all. I take PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. If you want to send me a check or a money order, my address is at my website, thelibertyman.com. Toll-free auto line, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. We're visiting with Dr. Phil Myers this morning. His office telephone number, if you want a private consultation, if you want to get started on the road to complete total wellness, not symptomatic relief, but real wellness, here's his office telephone number, area code 314-878-6868. Doctor, it's highly unlikely you're ever going to run out of clients, is it?
Hey, as long as people want to get healthier and start changing the way that they have been living their life and start living more optimally, no, I'm never going to be out of a job.
Hardly. And thanks to your outreach on the John Moore Show, your outreach now stretches well beyond metropolitan St. Louis to pretty much every corner of the country, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's a blast to get in the calls from across the country and people that have been searching and wanting more in their life and finally have a place to come and do it. And so it's thank you for allowing us to spread the word.
Well, it's the least I can do. I've always looked at life ever since I was lying on the ground with the bullets whizzing past me during the Tet Offensive in 1968. That John Moore would do things that were interesting and important with his life. And that's pretty much been my life. And wanting to help people has always been one of my passions. And introducing people to Dr. Phil Myers helps me reach my goal of wanting to reach out and help people, Doctor. So I thank you also.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Doctor, I know there's been some talk about expanding the size of your office. What's the status of that, if I may inquire?
Sorry, what was the question again?
Expanding the number of square feet in your office.
Yeah, so we're actually looking into. We've got all the numbers down. We're just waiting for a couple straggling effects from our accountants to figure out all that fun paperwork. But we're really looking into this next year, really looking hardcore into getting that expansion in, because we recognize that there's such an environmental change that needs to take place that we want to invite people into that environment that is accessible, affordable, and fun to be at, that it's like, this is the place that I go and get better at. I have all, where they have all the resources that they want. So working on that is something that my wife and I and my team here are working very, very hard at developing. Pretty much how we think about it. It's like we need to go have more fun on some other things, but we're working on this so hard to just bring this to everybody. So the people that are prayerful people, keep praying for us that we can bring everything into fruition, that we can manifest this dream and this destiny that needs to come about, and see the effects on it, on our community, and then on as we expand out.
Well, that's really neat, Doctor. And, of course, getting the attention of an accountant the first 3.5 months of any year is difficult.
It's very difficult.
You know, we all know that's the first 3.5 months is the busiest time for anybody who makes their living in accounting, with all these people desperate to get things done. So that's understandable.
Well, it's funny. The clients of mine that are accountants, this is the time I don't see them. They're like, they disappear. I'm like, this is the time you need to be in.
Oh, yeah, they're working 16-hour days, 7 days a week.
They're just running ragged.
Yeah, man, and I know this because I've worked with accountants. People come in with paper grocery bags full of receipts and and say, can you fix this? Seriously, you know, that's what happens. That's just the nature of that beast. But I know that you'll get past that hurdle and the accountants will do what they're supposed to do. And this calendar year 2015 is going to be an exciting one for Lagiana, isn't it?
It is going to be absolutely phenomenal. Yeah, we're just so excited. Like, just the fact that like we were able to bring in this the DNA and genetic testing this year is just going to make such an impact on what we can provide for each person. And it's so important, because when a person goes to their physician, each physician that works with them has to figure out this person's lifestyle, this person's, if they really want to help them, if they have to really dive down into this person's lifestyle, how their body responds to environment, and to know right away how your body is hardwired to respond to environmental responses of food and output of energy or exercise is huge right off the bat. So then you can fine-tune that instead of having to fine-tune the person's life and then it's like, okay, when are we going to get it right? I mean, especially the 60-year age and over that have lived more of their life as a non-exercise, more sedentary lifestyle. I mean, they maybe do their walking or their mall walking or they just get up and they do their day and then they go to bed, but they have no concept of what exercise or movement behavioral output is really all about. And to teach a person at that age level how to do that is quite challenging. So in the beginning, we can show them that this is how your body's going to get better faster right away from a genetic standpoint is huge. And specifically even that generation too, it's a great thing. My stepdad, perfect person for this, he is always about, well, it's in your genes. I'm like, okay, yeah, you're right. Well, let's get your genes. We'll show you what your genes are actually doing. It's no longer hearsay. It's what they're doing. And so now, hey, this is what you can do to not be subject to your genes, to be powerful beyond measure, because now you're aware, and awareness is obviously the first thing that we need to do. Now you're aware of what the responses are. So it's no longer, well, my mom was fat, my dad was fat, I'm going to be fat because it's in my genes. Now you know what? My body has a tendency for insulin resistance. So I must do this, and I know that I can stop it, versus, wow, you know what? My genes don't show insulin resistance. They show I actually have a great insulin sensitivity that I can actually utilize insulin very, very well. So, wow, I can really – that empowers a person to know that they're not subject to what they don't know, and they can know it and then change their life according to what they know. And that's – it's so powerful to be able to give to that person that upfront instead of in the back end.
Well, that is very empowering. You face every day people walk in the door. They have preconceived notions. For example, I'm getting older, so of course I'm going to have arthritis pain. I'm getting older, so of course I'm going to be putting on pounds. Preconceived beliefs that have no foundation in the reality that you and I live in, right?
Absolutely. And here's the thing, is it's all about inflammation and how the body deals with inflammation. So one of the hugest things that the body utilizes to deal with inflammation is cholesterol. Cholesterol levels are a great indicator on your body's inflammatory reactions. If you have higher LDLs in your body, that is a guaranteed bullseye that you have inflammatory reactions going on in your body. Now, where are those inflammatory? It's arthritis, means the inflammation went to your bones. It's hepatitis, means the inflammation went to your liver. Wherever the ITIS is at the end of the prefix, then that's where your inflammation is. And if you cannot generate proper HDL, if your HDL levels are lower than your LDLs or off balance, that tells us without a shadow of a doubt that your liver is not able to process the waste product properly, because HDLs are required to bring the waste product from the systemic body to the liver to be processed out through the phase 1 and phase 2 detoxification processes. So these levels are so important. So it's no longer, well, I have arthritis, how did it get there? I'm on cholesterol meds and I'm on my heart medication and I'm on this and that. It's like, well, okay, no wonder you're missing the big picture. You have inflammation in the body. So let's figure out how to help your body get rid of it. You need to be on an anti-inflammatory diet. Well, what anti-inflammatory diet is right for you? Learning your body, understanding that this is the type of anti-inflammatory diet that I need versus this. All women that have hormonal imbalances have an inflammatory digestive gut problem. No ifs, ands, no buts about it. The people that really know their stuff, that created a lot of the different type of supplements that are out there, were high-end OBGYN hormone experts. And they all say it is the gut that is inflamed in these females. And until you fix that, forget about balancing their hormones out.
Right. Well, doctor, would you hazard a guess of the percentage of adult American women who have that issue to deal with personally?
All of them.
More than I was going. Okay, I was going to say more than half, but
no, all of them. You have to take advantage. I have a little biased here because I see. Those people, that's who come. But pretty much every female that comes into my office has some type of hormonal imbalance that is from an inflammatory system. And you want to know when this stuff starts, John?
When?
When they're 4 and 6 years old.
Really?
And this stuff started.
Is it diet-related primarily?
It all starts then.
Dietary-related primarily?
Oh, tremendously dietary related, but more important than diet is the state of the neurological system that controls hormone and digestive function through the brain and brainstem. Those developmental stages that got hindered through how they were in utero within their mom, the way they were born, all those different types of things will dampen the developmental responses of the neurological system that feeds the whole system below it.
Amazing stuff, doctor. Absolutely amazing.
So this all starts out very elementary, in our life. And it's a lot of people will say, I'm like, well, how long have you had this? Like, well, I've had this my whole life. And no one's been able to change it. I've done all this food. I've done all this exercise. And what was going on is no one addressed the state of health of the nervous system that they are developed in. And it's so easy. Well, it's easier for us because we know what we're doing. It's easy to change that neurological response. And it doesn't take that much to change it. And the adjustments that we do here to improve the neurological integrity of how your body receives any information in your brain, how fast it fires. I mean, anybody wants to have a high processing computer because they know it can download everything fast. They can play their games. They can surf their web. Right. They want a high-processing computer. Well, you want a high-processing nervous system. And the slower processor in your nervous system is going to have lower developmental stages, especially when you have that disconnect between the left side and the right side of the brain. The left side is a really high processor and the right side is a really low processor. They can't communicate with each other. Try putting a DOS computer next to an Apple notebook next to each other and then connect them with a USB port. Well, A, you can't, because guess what? The DOS computer doesn't have a USB port.
Exactly.
They don't even have the proper wiring mechanisms to communicate with each other. The DOS computer can't process Wi-Fi. It can't. And the thing is, the hardwired wires that the DOS computer has, the Apple notebook doesn't even have those plugins. So it's not even that the new computer can't communicate with the old one can't communicate with the new, because just the hardwired responses are so different. And so to fix that functional disconnect is paramount in showing signs of a higher health status. That's why the ADD, the ADHD, all those different types of spectrum issues, all the way to Asperger's and autism, are around. It's this functional disconnect in the body. And it's just, that's what they're saying, that's what it is. And so you start correcting that, and your body starts getting better.
Well, it sounds simple, but it is a complex matter. It takes somebody who has the training, the expertise, to be able to do this. Quite frankly, doctor, there probably are people who know and do what you do. I'm not aware of them. What you do is, within the healthcare profession, is pretty darn unique, isn't it?
It is unique, and it's just a comment. We've taken as much as we know about traditional medicine. And we can get anybody to come talk about traditional medicine and how it actually works through great diagnostic tools. Then taking what we know about functional medicine and how chemicals and organs and glands all work with each other, and how it's so important to have a proper functioning thyroid, proper functioning adrenal, heart, blood sugar. We all know them as the diseases, diabetes, high blood pressure and cholesterol issues, lethargic, fibromyalgia, chronic pain, foggy brain, hormonal imbalances, menopause, irritable bowel, leaky gut. We all know those as their diseases, but we don't look at the disease. We look at how the body's working from the parts and the systems that communicate with each other. So, because every disease name is treated differently. It doesn't matter how many people with diabetes, not every single person with diabetes is going to be treated the same. They're all completely different. So forget the diagnosis. Look at the organ systems.
Well, if you go to a medical doctor, everybody with diabetes is going to be treated pretty much the same, aren't they?
Absolutely, because they're just looking at they're looking at one thing. They're looking
right.
at blood sugar and insulin, and that's it. But what about what's driving the insulin sensitivity or insulin resistance to have proper blood sugar? That's very important to know. And
it's
what's
critical.
Driving it is functional neurology. It's the neurological system of the left and the right brain, the brain stem with all the nerves that control all the senses and all the motor programs to all those below organs and glands, and getting them to start communicating. And it's really easy. You just get, and it's really easy to find it. Look at your body. A high hip, one leg functionally shorter than the other, one part of your shoe wearing off more than the other, one shoulder higher than the other, your head pushed forward or back. If you have back pain, neck pain, or any other type of thing that's there all the time, or showing a sign of weakness within the body, those are signs of the neurological system being weaker or disconnected from one side versus the other. And that's going to then cascade down the neurological system to those organs that we know all the named diseases for, that we use traditional medicine to diagnose. So we just take all those parts and put them together and help you individually get to the best state that you want to be at.
Doctor, I got a quick chiropractor story. My wife, Dr. Moore, she treated me when she was in chiropractic college at Logan there. I was in an automobile accident. I've had several, but this particular one was in winter of 1970-71, and I rolled over a car three times, end over end twice and over sideways once, and I had neck pain from that point until I guess it would have been about 1983 or so. Better part of 12 years, continuous neck pain, unabated. My wife, Dr. Moore, treated me with chiropractic treatment, and the neck pain went away and has not been back since.
Yeah, she's an amazing chiropractor. She knows what she's doing very well.
She really does. Doctor, we start our new schedule next week. We'll be on, you and I, at 7 a.m. Friday instead of 8 on Republic Broadcasting with a different call-in number. The
Sounds
one that we
good to
usually
me.
Use on Tuesday. Okay. Summarize your thoughts, please, before we wrap it up.
Again, if you want to know what's going on in your body to the deepest level possible, give us a call, 314-878-6868. Find out if it's the genetic testing that you want to have done or if it's coming to our office to go through the entire examination treatment to find out what's going on in your system. Either way, it's a great place to start on your road to higher optimal health for 2015.
Doctor, thank you very much. We appreciate you being with us.
You're welcome, Johnny. Have a good day.
Okay, that's Dr. Phil Myers. His office telephone number is 314-878-6868. And don't forget, I offer a money-back guarantee, a 30-day money-back guarantee on Energy Cleaner. You can get the details at my website, thelibertyman.com. Well, this wraps up for Blog Talk Radio, the last show on Blog Talk Radio. We start Monday morning at 6 o'clock, going for 2 hours. Public Broadcasting. So check it out. Have a great weekend. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaner now while you can, your firearms, ammunition. Be back with Dr. Deagle at 4 p.m. Central today on Genesis. And God bless America.
comes, came.